Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, light mixed trade developed in futures trade yesterday, allowing most traders to remain on the sidelines. And this was expected to draw additional interest back into the complex, into the market through the next couple of days. Now, the cash cattle activity remains very undeveloped here early in the week, as we probably expected. Show lists are mixed to generally smaller, but not expected to be a significant factor in overall pricing through the week. The bids and offers have not yet been developed and may not be seen until sometime late today. Continued full packer schedules are the focus through the week, with an expected 460,000 head of hogs being scheduled at plants early today. Early morning bids are expected to be steady to a dollar higher, with bids scattered through the range. Early schedules for Saturday runs are expected to start around 200,000 head, still firming a strong weekly run, barring any mechanical failures. Well, on the grains, it was another day of narrow trading at the markets there, with USDA closed, of course, yesterday for Columbus Day. The markets have to wait another day for the agency's crop progress report. Past reports have showed a sluggish harvest pace so far, with additional extensive rainfall late last week possibly slowing progress down even further. Now, wheat prices sagged as rains on the plains were good for the grains, not necessarily for prices. Large global stocks and relatively weak demand for U.S. wheat have also weighed down prices. December Chicago soft red winter wheat fell about 7.5 cents yesterday, closing at 4.36, while December Kansas City fell 6.25 cents, closing at 4.30.5. Now, on the corn prices, they're running into some technical selling and seasonal harvest pressure, but prices held mostly steady yesterday, with November 2017 and March 2018 futures both losing about 0.5 cent during yesterday's trading. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Coming up Thursday, October 12th, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 17,700 head, 2,700 yearling steers, 1,600 yearling heifers, 8,200 weaning calves, 3,700 calves on cows, and 1,200 bred stock. For more information, give a call to Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, on our livestock futures, October live cattle up 40 cents at 111.42. December was unchanged at 116.92. October feeder cattle down 17 cents, 153.77. November down a quarter, that's 25 cents lower at 155.50. December hogs up 2 cents, 60.95. February up 27 cents, 66.82. Chicago wheat, December up down 6 cents at 4.30 and 3 quarters. March down 6 cents at 4.48 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, December down 7.5, 4.36. March down 6 and 3 quarters at 4.56. December corn, unchanged, make that about a half penny lower, 3.49.5. March down 0.5 cent, 3.62 and 3 quarters. November soy down 5.5 at 9.66 and 3 quarters. And January down 5 and 3 quarters at 9.77 and a quarter. December cotton up 63 at 69.58. March up 49 at 68.91.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.